Actually, in my space, a lot of... Blog
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Wednesday evening, 8 p.m., and my guest tonight, my co-host tonight, is none other than Hillary. Hi, Hillary.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Great. Well, it's been a while since we've done a show together.
That's true. It's been a few weeks.
Have you been on vacation?
Depends on your definition of vacation, I guess, you know. But
well,
no.
Yeah, okay. I know things have been a little hectic over here at the site, which has been good. It's been fun, but it's a pleasure to be here tonight, everyone. This is the Alan Levy Show, and I'm the founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio, and I do a show at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. You can hear this show live now. You can participate in the chat, which, Hillary, you've opened, I presume.
Oh, yes, it is there.
And the archive will be at Alan Levy. So welcome, everyone. We have some special guests tonight in the house, although we're in five or six different houses. So, Hillary, why don't you introduce our guests, and we'll get right to it.
Oh, sure. Okay. So we really want to welcome the team from the In My Pajamas show here on Blog Talk Radio. And we have Amy, Trina, Yanni, and Shanika in the house. Did I pronounce all of that right?
Yes, you
did.
Wow. Thank you guys for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you're all calling from Georgia. I picked that up during my provocative questions I posed to you prior to the show starting. And how do you know each other? First, let's talk about, you know, well, there's so many questions, but how did you all get to know one another? And friends from school, or how do you know one another?
Yeah,
okay.
You want to go there?
Yeah, you can go there.
Okay, I'll go there. I'll let you do that.
You said what?
Yanni.
Okay, well, I'm Yanni, the host of In My Pajamas show, and I kind of got connected through, I'd say, my stepmom, Amy. She found it, and I just joined on the train, actually. So that's how I'm connected.
Okay.
This is Shanika. I'm connected through Yanni, who is a really close friend of mine since I've been out here for the last 4 years in Georgia. And I, like, hooked up with her, I'm friends with her, and then she introduced me to Amy, and it just went from there.
Well, how did you know, what motivated you to do a show, and how did you come up with the name In My Pajamas? And we should also tell our audience, what is the show about?
Okay, I think that's me.
One of you could feel free to answer the question.
It's a bit of a party line. We'll get everything sorted out. Don't worry.
Literally, we work in our pajamas. It's actually the concept of, like, having the luxury to work at home and doing everything in your pajamas. The first title that we had was, like, In Our Kitchen, because all our computers were right next to the kitchen. But, you know, something developed, it's more, you know, it's more appealing to have In My Pajamas, and it is. And we originally come up with a concept of, like, interviewing women who are in different fields. So, you know, whether they're in business, whether they're in media or in music or whatever. It only focuses, that was the main goal, to focus on women, because it's women were, you know, working at home and loving it. That was the whole concept of it. But then a lot of people were saying, like, well, you know, it's not only women who work from home. There are guys and stuff. So one thing led to another. And surprisingly enough, we were supposed to go on the air. We were planned to go on the air. What, like, we pushed it to March, and then he said we're going to do it in April. Until we got a call from MSNBC to be on standby during the Potomac primaries. And that kind of, like, you know, started everything. We had to invent a name for the segment, and that's why we came up with Pajama Politics. Then, you know, everything just had its own segment. Yanni has Jukebox. Trina has Writer's Cramp. But then you kind of like pull in people who has backstories, and that's In My Pajamas is all about.
People
who has backstories, and we try to tell the backstory of everybody.
And how did MSNBC get in touch with you? I mean, were you on MSNBC?
No. It's like I was inviting people because, you know how, I'm so interested in politics, and I wanted to interview people who was into politics, especially with Super Tuesday coming. That, mm-hmm. You know, and then I was submitting our information until I think it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I got woken up by a phone call saying that, can you be on standby and you'll be talking to Chuck Todd to do the analysis for the Potomac primaries. And
I see. Okay.
So that's the whole thing. That's, you know, I submit a lot of, you know, we want to interview you, but sometimes it leads to more than just interviews. They just call you in and we go on the air for them.
Cool. Were you surprised to hear about that?
Oh yeah, that was really. I think that was one of the, because I usually prepare for stuff. And they called us 7. First, they said that we're going to be on the air on 10 o'clock in the morning. Then they push it to 12 o'clock. It's like, it's nerve-wracking because I usually make it a point to talk to the people before I interview them just to break the ice. And I haven't talked to Chuck that ever. So it was like everything was cold. So you
tried.
Go ahead.
No, I see that your shows are very diverse too. So, and you have a lot of doing shows about Darfur, mm-hmm. Guerrilla. You had Jill Lublin on Guerrilla Publicity, the International Refugee Rights Initiatives, Anti-Genocide Coalition. So you see Blog Talk Radio and your show In the Pajamas as a platform to get messages out on important issues that affect the world. Right? Is that one of the key objectives?
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
We prefer substance.
I look at it maybe even it being bigger than us just being working in our pajamas. I was telling people that maybe hopefully people can be in their pajamas looking at us and listening to us at their house. So
webcam? We have the webcam working for featured hosts. I know you're a featured host, so one of you can have can be appearing in your pajamas if you so choose.
we might want to, you know, we might want to try that one of these days. A lot of people are saying that, you know, when is your video streaming coming up? I said, soon.
Right, well, you do have it available. It is available to featured hosts. So.
Sure, but only one of them could do it, Alan, and then the other ones might get jealous.
Right. So you rotate it, and you know, but Blog Talk Radio, again, when I created it a year ago, a little more than a year, about 16 months ago, I mean, this is the pure democratization of media. You know, you can be in your pajamas and communicate and listen to shows or do shows and talk to people from anywhere in the world. So, you know, the title of your show is actually quite relevant to the basic premise of Blog Talk Radio is that it's not the major media companies that decide what's going on and what people want to listen to. So that is what drives Blog Talk Radio, gives people an opportunity to have that mm-hmm. platform.
Yes, it is. And it's quite exciting. The first time we did a broadcast, a remote broadcast on an event here in Georgia, in Atlanta, was like the day after the tornado, and we had to relocate everybody, and we had to do our interviews, because the thing is, like, a lot of people, when we say Blog Talk Radio, so how are you going to do that? Is that podcast? I said, no, it's basically radio, but it's internet, and we work through telephone, and Yanni was doing an interview during the show, and she was on one phone, and the person she was interviewing was right in front of her on the other phone. And I remember Yanni, Cheryl was saying after the interview, oh, this feels weird.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I said the same thing. I thought, you know, it was going to look really crazy. But
But
it worked.
It worked. I mean, we've been doing, we had how many remotes so far? We did already two here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Where did you do the remotes?
First was with the, with
Phoenix Accord,
and then the next thing is like the today,
the breast cancer.
Today walk for breast cancer here in Atlanta.
I see.
We made Trina walk. Trina did walk. She was doing interviews while walking with
and
the people
walking.
Doing the walk in during that day. So yeah
that was a cool idea. Very cool. So how do you pick these events or topics? How do you book guests? What's your process?
Depends. I most of the time I get my information from MySpace. I try to you research and who here in Atlanta. And then you kind of invite them. If they say yes, good. So far, nobody even said no to us. And, it's just a matter of scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Save Darfur, it's like I kind of got into the Darfur thing doing the series because I was watching a television, and I think it was in passing that somebody said nobody's already talking about Darfur. And, I said, that's probably interesting. So I went to their website and tried to look up how am I going to interview them. So I started, calling people, getting in touch with them. And then they just started saying yes, with Adam Sterling. And then we're still on hold with the two big names who's doing Darfur, that's George Clooney and Don Cheadle. I mean, we've been on hold for the past couple of weeks, but we're still crossing our fingers on that.
Yeah,
but
you just have to be persistent sometimes.
Yeah, they never said no. They said it's just that, either they're shooting or they're, promoting a film. But the nice thing, with Darfur is, I got a call last Saturday saying that if we can go remote with them because they're going to have a walk in Washington, D.C., the organization, and if we can do that. And I said, yeah, sure. So it was a simultaneous walk. They were doing it in Canada, and they were doing it in Washington, D.C. So I went on the air 1 hour for Canada. The following hour, I was doing it in Washington, D.C. So it was cool. Hmm. It was cool.
I guess it comes to us then in some way.
Yeah. They get right now. They're more into getting in touch with us. Can you give us airtime? And it's a funny thing. 2 days ago, Yanni Rob Reason, one of the guests of Yanni's in Jukebox, gave me a call and asking if I can feature one of the talents that he's producing. And I said, let me get back to you because Yanni's schedule in May is already full. So I'm on that thing now. And I said, oh, my God, did I say exactly that I have to get back to them? Yeah.
It's filling up
cool.
the schedule, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the exciting moments that I had at Block Talk Radio was when I went to the UK, London. I was invited by the British Council to go to the UK talk about Blog Talk Radio, and they were assembling 60 young leaders from around the world, really the top of the top young individuals, let's say 20, but not young, depending on how old, to me they're young, but let's say they're 24 to 26-year-olds, and I met, one of the ladies that I met was, and these individuals, men and women from, Saudi Arabia to Ireland to, to Korea, there were one person from each country was represented, and there was one girl there from Nigeria, and she loved Blog Talk Radio. She really loved the concept of Blog Talk Radio, and she felt that it could help people in her country communicate about important issues. So about a month after I came back from the UK, which I really thoroughly enjoyed, she signed up to do a show on Blog Talk Radio. And she was doing it from a cyber cafe in Lagos.
Oh.
So here's this individual who was going to a cyber cafe. She had to use her cell phone at a big cost. And, she just had such a passion to do it. And, she wasn't able to do more. She couldn't use some of the tools because she didn't own her own computer. Yeah. And I had offered to buy a computer for her, so she could do shows and create content in Nigeria. But
wow, that's cool.
this platform does have ability to be global, and I think someday it very well may become one.
Yes, yes, and I mean, speaking of global, we did have somebody from Darfur that we interviewed from Uganda, and I think that that says enough that, you know, you can be reached anywhere. Anything is possible right now with internet and everything.
That's the the advantage of it being global, internationally. Everybody could, you know, tune in.
Right.
It's like a radio station where, you know, you might not get that signal.
Right.
You know, as long as your computer turns on and you got hopefully DSL, you're okay.
Right. Who decides what shows you do? And by the way, when is when do you generally air the show in my pajamas?
Right now, we are in the convenience of our guests. That's how we run our show. Since the three of them work full time, I try to schedule their segments on a weekend. But the regular shows, like if it's like a normal, like with Jill and everything, I kind of do it on the weekdays because that's when they are available. But Yanni has a jukebox playing on a weekend, and so as Trina J's Writer's Cramp, as of now, I think it's still weekend, but I think we're going to be moving on a Wednesday, right, Trina J?
Yeah, for this Saturday, I actually have a two-hour segment of Writer's Cramp, and Shanika and I will be doing a segment of Writer's Cramp on a Wednesday. And for May, it's pretty much going to be probably throughout the week, and we pretty much will do it to the authors whenever the author is available. So if the weekends are convenient for them, that will be fine. If the evenings are convenient for them, then that will work. So I'm going to pretty much try and work with their schedule, even if it is during the day or in the evening or during the weekday.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Since I'm still, you know.
Well, that's the beauty of Blog Talk. It's very flexible.
Yeah.
And then, of course, your listeners can subscribe to your shows so they can listen to them when they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your show is relatively young. So how did you go about promoting it and spreading the word, since you do have a lot of diverse content?
We are in... Yeah, we're in 12 MySpace pages, 25 Ning networks.
Wow. The internet, basically.
The internet. I mean, basically, that's how it is. And when we market, actually, Blog Talk, and we tell people about, you know, what kind of audience you're reaching out. I call them, like, I think I use the word cyber audience. It's cyberspace. It's a brand new, it's a brand new form of audience, cyberspace, which is bigger than anything that you can ever imagine. So, you know, that's how. But right now we're in 25 networks, Ning networks. That's the newest, I think. I'm not really. I just discovered them 2 weeks ago, but we're in 25 of them.
Already, wow.
Yeah.
You're really fast.
Like wildfire.
And it's. We have 12 MySpace pages. Because,
and I guess you also say of people who we meet. We meet everybody. You know, you meet different people every day. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a service, if you look at it. Somebody does something.
Mm-hmm.
And any way that they can get their service, you know, promoted, put out there, a story, then we're going to pass on our card,
mm-hmm.
pass on a word. Check us out on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. I mean, his company's built. When I launched this, when I created Blog Talk Radio in the winter of 2006, really, when my dad became ill with cancer, we launched the site in September, you know, blank piece of paper, and we had no, Hillary can't believe it, but there was no shows in the program guide, of course, except mine.
Well,
so,
it started somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's a ground-up process,
exactly.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But you guys
hit
the ground running. I mean, that's something that's very impressive when we see new hosts coming, and they're very energetic and have a lot of ideas for promotion and topics. And so, you know, that's what you guys brought to the platform. And I think it's unusual to have so many co-hosts and committed members of the team of the show. And so what's your teamwork process? You know, how do you – how do you guys work together even though you call in from different places?
I nag them.
So,
I nag them. I bombard them with emails and reminders from morning till evening.
And how about chat? Do you use the chat? Because that's how we – Blog Talk Radio is a virtual company, so – We chat with each other. I haven't met like 30% of the employees here. So,
well, we are basically still in driving distance. So we make it a point to at least see each other within the 2 weeks period.
Mm-hmm.
If not, it's basically I email them from morning till afternoon, and Trina J can attest to that her BlackBerry is probably over, you know. Filled with stuff about what I tell them, but
that's literally morning from afternoon, y'all. Morning
okay.
tonight.
Now, sorry, I stand corrected, but yeah, it's like that, and then we just make it a point that you know we meet and we talk about things, and yeah, I nag them.
You nag them.
I nag them.
Alan, I call her the enforcer because she is, you know, the one that stays on top of things and she does not let up until it gets done. So
that's like
helpful,
me.
Though.
Yeah, and you're right. That's what we need.
What plans do you have for the show coming up this summer?
Summer, we have, I think we're, for sure, Nika, we're doing the remote for Divas of Literature, correct?
Yes.
Yes, we have Divas of Literature.
The book tour
is coming up, and we're going to have the remote here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to launch Nika's. Well, I'm sure we're going to do it before summer, but we're going to have a segment where we call what ATL in PJs.
ATL and PJs.
ATL
so,
and PJs, that's cute.
So we try to put the PJs concept everywhere.
Yeah.
And just, you know, continue whatever is that has substance as far as content is concerned. It's like, yeah, we're enjoying it. I mean, it's a lot of work, and they know that. But every show that we do, every time, it feels great. And I think Yanni can say that when you have somebody singing to you live on your show, you know, impromptu, and, you know, you ask them what kind of pajamas are you wearing, and they tell you what they're wearing. It's a good show. So, yeah.
We've had some real, we've had some people tell us, like,
really.
Just
keep it real.
SpongeBob pants.
So, yeah,
even they said they birthday suit. They have said that.
Yes, a lot of your listeners are actually in their pajamas too. Is that it?
Yeah. Basically that.
Well, so you were gonna? So you're trying to get George Clooney on. I know that that's what the buzz was a while ago, and. That's, you know, again, those are hard. Those are hard. Actually, Bruce Willis is going to be on.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah, we just found out, but it's
very your show, Alan?
No, he's going to be on another show tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm not
Lana,
sure.
Lana Sunshine show.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how it works here. I mean, we have so many amazing people have been on, everyone from Yoko Ono to Brad Pitt. John McCain and the presidential candidates, and now Bruce Willis is coming on, and just many, many more. I envision a lot of celebrities coming on, particularly for causes.
Yeah,
that's something that I think, you know, this platform is perfect for, because it's viral and you can get the word out, and it's hard to get onto the regular networks for philanthropic, you know, causes.
Yeah, exactly. You can raise awareness about issues that not everyone's talking about yet in mainstream media, and get some ears on the issue.
And based on what our experience when getting guests, it's really awesome to say that, you know, they're not saying no. They're just saying, you know, as far as like when I spoke with George Clooney's agent. She said, he goes like, you know, yeah, I think he's going to do that, but let me get back to you with a date. You know,
right.
It's not as if, because I usually tell them, you know he's doing Darfur and I just want to interview him. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of that. And it's kind of, it, and most of our guests, sometimes we get ideas from them. Like Nika had an interview with Abiola, and that's how we found out Divas of Literature.
But, yeah. And that worked out perfectly together.
Yeah, I mean, we also learned early on, even when the website was 3 or 4 months old, I put a call into Duncan Hunter. He was running for president.
Oh, okay.
On a Friday, he ran for president. He announced he's running for president, and Amy Domestico, who's our program manager, shot an email over to Duncan Hunter's campaign headquarters and said, we'd like to interview Duncan Hunter. So the guy got back to the campaign manager, said, how about tomorrow morning at 10:30? Now, you know, we're a brand new website, but again, it's radio, Blog Talk Radio. It's in the name. People understand it, and they just, you know, people are looking for promotion. And now, of course, you know, we're a much bigger audience. But, you know, so what you're seeing, too, is that when you go to tell people you have a radio show, they're like, yeah, sure, why not? So that's just a cool aspect of what we've got, you know, got here. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that the radio is in the name. That people say, okay, radio, I get it. Now, of course, it's not regular radio. It's different. Right. But it's still...
Do any of you have any experience doing radio or audio medium before? Because you're pretty savvy at it to start off, you know.
Honestly, no, I don't. I did maybe 2 weeks intern at a college radio station for about 2 weeks, and basically I was just like a coffee getter. I wasn't in the studio or anything, so this is a really big opportunity for
me. And I would say no, not professionally, just, you know, being in the studio with friends and in college, but anything on a professional level, no.
And all I did in high school was announce the, you know how you go on before the school start?
Oh, the morning
announcements. And you announced the morning announcements. It was yay. That's
right? All
I did.
But, you know, the cool thing about Blog Talk Radio is that it gives you that exposure, even if you do not have the experience. Say, for instance, someone who's going to apply at a radio station or, you know, anything with media, you know, Blog Talk Radio gives you, it alleviates, you know, it cuts out you having to do all that, and you pretty much can do everything on your own and learn the ropes and get experience and exposure.
That's
true. No, that is true, and people managing their switchboard, and, they, you know,
exactly.
I show people the tools. Every day I'm showing the company to others, and I take them through the switchboard and how you set up a show, and and you upload a file, and they're like, oh, my God, this is, you know, it's just crazy. And we produced 10,000 broadcasts in March. And as you know, these are not just, you know, idle web chats. You know, you take the time, you're scheduling guests, you're planning it, you're promoting it. So it really, a lot goes into it. So, you know,
definitely.
Well, anyway, I'm thrilled that you guys are on. It's very, you know, it's exciting to see you come into the network and talk about Blog Talk Radio and also cover these social issues that are very important to you.
Well, thank you. You gave us a way for us to be able to talk about it. I mean, Blog Talk Radio in general and has been very, very supportive. We can't really complain. We can.
Good. Oh, I'm going to remember that.
Right. So if you have a complaint, send it to complain@blogtalkradio.com. It's an email address that we use for that. I've never seen that, though. I don't actually open that email. It's actually it's
okay.
Junk mail. It's junk mail.
Bam.
Bam.
Bam. It's spam, right.
There can't be any real complaints. No way.
No, we actually are very attentive to our hosts for the large fees that we charge. It's pretty amazing. But we always do. We are willing to give refunds if any of the shows don't work out properly. Well, anyway, I want to thank you all for joining me on the show today. Amy, Trina, Yanni, and Shanika.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun. I'm glad we got to know you. I see your show all the time up there on the homepage, which is great.
Yeah, keep up the great work in booking those guests. You know, I look forward to hear what you're doing in the future.
And I'll try to use the form.
What's that?
I'll try to use the form, Hillary.
Oh, yeah, the form, my beloved form. For features requests, I know. Get the word out, guys.
I will.
We'll get the word out, and once again, thank you all for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. Hillary.
Alan.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. That was a lot of fun, and that was Amy, Trina, Yanni, and Shanika from In My Pajama Show. And how many? They had 25 Ning groups they've set up already.
25 Ning groups. That's a lot of groups.
Yeah. Well, they're really leveraging social media. I mean,
that's
leveraging
true. It's a really good example of how you can get the word out and just be everywhere.
Right. Yeah, no, it's important. So, once again, thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. I'm not sure what we've got coming up on the agenda, but I'll be on Blog Talk Radio soon enough.
Yes, definitely. We'll be back. You can't get rid of us.
And tomorrow night, let's remind everyone, it's Bruce Willis live.
Oh, yes.
At what time?
Tomorrow night. Let me check my beautiful. Oh, it's 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and it's on the Lana Sunshine Show, which is blogtalkradio.com/Lana Lana-Sunshine, and it'll be on the homepage, so you won't be able to miss it.
And of course, he'll be in the box.
He'll have his own little box.
Right. Well, and then he'll be on the Best of BTR.
Hopefully, if he can prove himself to us. Huh?
Right. Yes, we have to make sure he's coming.
We have high standards.
Right. It's pretty good. It works generally. You know, we have only had a few instances. So, but I'm sure he'll be here. So thank you all for joining us. It was great. Hillary, good night. And why don't you play the Outbound tune, and we'll speak to you soon.
Will do. Bye, Alan. Have a good evening.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on The Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to The Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.